Joining us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, junior pitcher for the Mavericks, number one team in the nation, coming off doubleheader sweep at Regis yesterday. Ryan Day joins us. Ryan, I appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Boy, quick turnaround for you guys. You play Highlands this past weekend. You sweep them at Saplesio. You guys hop on the bus, head to Denver, play a doubleheader yesterday. It was a busy weekend, but a very productive weekend with your ball club going 6-0.
Yes, sir, for sure. I didn't go on the trip yesterday since I pitched on Saturday, a complete game, but our coaches talked about being out-competing and out-competing, just and out-teaming whoever we play, and just that's what they went into the mindset with the whole weekend. Just we may not even have our four normal starters, but we'll find out a way to do it through or just the team that we have, so... Well, it's pretty cool to watch everybody have the success that they had.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, yesterday, like you said, you stayed back here, you know, 6-0 on the season. We'll talk more about the season you put together, but it's got to be a thrill when you see a guy like Jared Urie, who's mostly a bullpen guy. He got the start yesterday. Gage Edwards made his first collegiate start, and both of those guys getting wins yesterday, particularly for Gage. That had to be a big moment for your teammate yesterday.
Yes, sir. I mean, like I said, it was great to see that they went out there and had their success, because, I mean, I know they're out there working every day everybody's waiting for their opportunity, and not that they haven't had any opportunities, but to get their start and to take full advantage of it was just awesome to see, and I know that they've had it in them the whole time, so it's just a lot of fun to watch.
Junior pitcher for the Colorado Mesa Mavericks, number one team in the nation, Ryan Day, joining us on the program. Ryan, with a 3.13 ERA, mentioned 6-0. Record on the season, and has already pitched 46 innings this season for the Colorado Mesa Mavericks. I want to go back to that game. It was your first game of the season for you on the bump back there at the end of February. I got a chance to call that game against Northwest Nazarene, where you went out and got a complete game victory against Northwest Nazarene. Outstanding day. We had 8 strikeouts on the day. Shut them out. Complete game shutout. Gave up just 5 hits. And your pitch count, I know, got up there a little bit high, and I know that for Chris Hanks and your pitching coach Jeff Rogers, they're keeping a close eye on that. But take us back to that game, because that was normally you don't get to throw over 100 pitches. I think 131 was the total that you had in that game, Ryan. Normally that's not the case in your first start of the season. Take us through. Did you have to do some convincing back in that game to stay in that game against Northwest Nazarene?
I mean, yeah, I did. Well, he was asking me about after the 7th inning if I was good to go, and my arm felt good, so I figured might as well. Because, he was definitely, it's not like he wasn't looking out for my safety and my health, because I did have an injury the year before, so I was still recovering from that, but no, it felt great, and he just kept on asking if I was good to go, and I was, so he trusts us to tell him the truth, so it worked out, I suppose.
It worked out. Complete game. Shutout for Ryan Day. Ryan Day joining us today from the Colorado Mesa Mavericks. Ryan coming off the 7-inning performance on Saturday, getting the victory against New Mexico Highlands. And I want to take you back a little bit, because there's family history with the Colorado Mesa baseball program going back to the Mesa and Mesa State days. I mean, you're not the only Day that's ever pitched at Colorado Mesa or Mesa State or Mesa. Your dad, Steve, was there in the early 90s, pitching from 90 to 93, won 18-11, had a 10-4 record to senior season. Your uncle Brian won 15 games there, 93-96. Your brother Tyler was part of the 2017 national semifinal team. Your mom was an outstanding all-district volleyball player for the Mavericks in 90 and 91. It just seemed like you were destined, Ryan, to end up being a Maverick.
Yeah, no, it definitely felt like that as well for me. It was pretty cool when I committed over Twitter. Patty Arnold tweeted saying the Days go 4-for-4 for getting the Day, just for coming to CMU. And yeah, I mean, it's something that I always felt like I knew I wanted to do. It was pretty cool to just get the opportunity to have Coach Hanks recruit me, knowing the history that I have had with my family, because everyone here has loved it. And my dad and my brother say that Coach Jeff Rogers is the reason that they got drafted. So I knew that if that's something I want to do, if I take the opportunity, that he would develop me into the pitcher that I want to become. So I don't know. It's pretty cool to be here with where my whole family has been and try to keep on that Day legacy.
Ryan Day, pitcher for the Colorado Mesa Mavericks baseball team, with us on the Team Sports Network. And you mentioned Jeff Rogers. You're in the best of hands with Jeff Rogers, you know, helping guide your collegiate baseball career on the bump. What makes Jeff Rogers so good at what he does? You, coming from your perspective as a pitcher, of course, Jeff himself, a former collegiate pitcher, talk about that relationship a little bit with Jeff Rogers and how he's helped to mold you to be the pitcher that you are right now.
Well, I think he just understands, like, the pitching mechanics very well, and just he talks about just getting the consistency of pretty much every pitch that you have. So I think that's where he has had the success, or what's made him so good, is just that he knows, he emphasizes just having, like, obviously nobody's going to have perfect pitching mechanics, but for each person, maximizing their everybody's mechanics to the best that they can. And he's adaptable, and, like, he's willing to learn with whatever. I mean, because the game's changed a little bit since my dad's been here 20 years ago. But he continues to learn as well. So I think that's what makes him an elite coach.
Junior pitcher Ryan Day of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks joining us on the Team Sports Network. Ryan's already collected a RMAC Pitcher of the Week award this season. You mentioned you're coming off the injury last year. Last year was just such a bizarre season, Ryan, with COVID and you guys getting shut down early on. Because of the pandemic, you had the injury as well. How tough was that to get through 2020? I mean, for all of us, it was a very difficult year, but you in particular, you have the injury, you're not playing baseball. What did you do to keep yourself, try to get yourself rehabbed and focused on 2021?
Yeah, well, it was tough, so I didn't even get an MRI until I was back at my home in Texas. So I got my MRI back, and I was just doing rehab the whole time. But it was definitely tough mentally, just being away, considering we were having a good season. And, I mean, I was enjoying the time I was having with our team, but I think selfishly it kind of worked out, because I think I would have had to take a medical redshirt, so getting an extra year. But it definitely sucks that just as a team, that we were starting to roll a little bit and had to get that cut off. But so I was just doing rehab over all summer and trying to get back to where I was before my injury.
Ryan Day of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks, number one team in Division II baseball, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. And you look at the staff this year, and I've talked to a lot of different folks, guys like Curtis Biedelman that I used to work with here, that was an assistant coach for the Mavericks for many, many years, former Maverick pitcher himself. There are a lot of people think this might be the deepest pitching staff that the Mavericks have ever had. And that's saying a lot, you know, with the arms that have come in the past for this team, guys like your dad and your uncle and your brother and Sergio Romo and so many others and Jerry McDermott. And just, I mean, the list goes on and on. But, I mean, you look at where you are. You're 6-0 right now. Andrew Morris is having a sensational season. I mean, you just go down the list. Trevin Reynolds is pitching outstanding. This is really, I think, perhaps maybe the deepest pitching staff in Maverick history, and you're a big part of that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot. It does mean a lot, because we do have some really good pitchers, and, I mean, watching Andrew Morris is always awesome to watch, because that dude just competes every day, and as does Trevin, and as does Cannon Handy. And so that was they're always really fun to watch, and I think a big part of it is just our hitters have been scoring a lot. I think our average runs per game is about 15 runs. And so being able to pitch without a lot of stress has been nice, and just knowing that we can go out there and just compete. And even if we don't have our best stuff, because, I mean, there's been days, you know, you don't have all your best every day, but we know our hitters are going to back us up. That's definitely nice. So it takes a lot of stress off of us. And I know we can just go out there and compete, and everybody's out there willing to compete as well.
You know, 454 runs a season, top offensive team in D2 baseball. Yeah, you never have to worry, you or Andrew or Trevin or Cannon or anybody. You guys never have to worry that you're about getting run support, right?
No, not at all. I mean, I think two outings ago, I gave up 4 runs in the first inning, and I was like, oof, well, that kind of sucks. And then next thing you know, we're up like 11-4 or something like that. So it's honestly ridiculous just watching these guys hit. They just don't get out, it seems like, and it's a lot of fun to watch.
Ryan Day of the Colorado Mesa baseball team, pitcher for the Mavericks, joining us on the program today. I did the Friday night game with Highlands when all they did was go out and score 20 runs for Andrew Morris and Jared Urey came in, of course, late in that game in a relief role. But it's been fun to watch this team from an offensive standpoint. And you guys have been dealing on the mound this season. I know for you, Ryan, it's kind of an interesting story about, you know, your family, and they said your dad and your uncle and your brother all pitching in Mesa, and your mom starring in volleyball for the Mavericks. But you guys did live here for a while. Your brother Tyler went to Palisade for a while, and then you guys moved back to Texas, to Prosper, Texas. So you do have certainly, obviously, ties to Mesa as an institution, but also to the Grand Valley here, because you guys lived here for a while.
Yeah, for sure, and it's kind of weird to be back seeing old friends and stuff going up. But what's really cool is having Coach Hanks' little kid, Jared, on the team. And that, I mean, I went to elementary school with him, so that's cool being able to he catches bullpens and stuff. And I don't know, that's surreal to me, having him out there with us. And other guys who I grew up with, I mean, I just seeing them around. But it's definitely great to be back, and I like it here. It's a lot different being here as a college student than, you know, as an 11 or 12-year-old.
Ryan Day of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks baseball team, pitcher for the Mavericks, joining us on the Jim Davis Show on the Team Sports Network. So, got to ask you a couple things. When obviously this time of the year, it's baseball, nothing else but baseball. But when you do have some downtime, like to get in the outdoors, fish, hike, mountain bike. What is Ryan Day like to do when he's not working on his craft on the mound for the Mavericks?
I really don't do too much. I mean, school takes up a big part of my time. But I mean, this next week during our spring break, I'll probably just be hanging out, just trying to recover from baseball, have a little bit of time off, I'm sure. I like all sports. I like to shoot hoops. I like to play some volleyball. I don't know. Most of my time, I end up just hanging out with my girlfriend.
That's a good place to be if you're going to have that relationship. Yeah, make sure you spend quality time with your significant other. Trust me, it's a good way to go if you want to make sure that relationship works out. Hey, Ryan, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. It was fun calling your game when you had the complete game shutout against Northwest Nazarene. And, of course, this weekend the Mavericks set to play Colorado Christian, though that is up in the air at the moment because of positive COVID tests for the Cougars program. So we'll keep you updated on that. Hey, Ryan, I appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, Ryan Day of the Colorado Mesa Mavericks. Guy's having a great season.
Yeah, he is. Their whole staff is having